Let's get the news. It's read now by Brian Jennings.
The Cabinet will today be asked to approve a plan to ease restrictions on salary and variable pay for staff at Irish banks bailed out by the state during the financial crisis. The move has been criticised by Sinn Féin, which has claimed the move is tone deaf. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
Following the financial crash, which saw Irish banks bailed out by the state at a cost of €45.7 billion, a cap of €500,000 was put on the salaries of staff working at the lenders, while bonuses and other variable pay was banned. But recently, those lenders have sought the removal of the rules, arguing they are putting them at a competitive disadvantage when it comes to attracting and retaining talent, and pointing to the UK and Europe, where similar rules have been relaxed. Today, the Minister for Finance is expected to bring the report of the government's retail banking review to Cabinet, and with it a proposal that the banks be allowed pay bonuses of up to €20,000. Restrictions on non-pay benefits, such as private health insurance and childcare, would also be lifted. The plan would also see the current salary cap of €500,000 removed from Bank of Ireland, as it's no longer partially state-owned, while AIB and Permanent TSB would have the cap lifted when the state's shareholding reduces to a specified appropriate level. The Financial Services Union has described the development as welcome, but Sinn Féin has said it's a kick in the teeth for struggling workers and families and tone deaf.
Everyone will be regarded as organ donors unless they opt out of the system under legislation the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly is bringing to Cabinet this morning. The Human Tissue Bill is aiming to make organ donation the norm when people pass away in circumstances where donation is possible. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehan.
This legislation will, for the first time, provide a legal framework for organ donation and transplant services here. Anyone who does not want to donate their organs after they pass on has to register this wish during their lifetime. However, under the new system, discussions would still take place with family members before the removal of organs. The bill also includes changes around the storage, handling, transportation, disposal and return of organs or body parts. This is to ensure that it will be done with due regard to the dignity, bodily integrity and privacy of the deceased. And the bill will introduce clinical regulations for all post-mortem procedures in hospitals. It is also set to repeal legislation dating from 1832 to put in place arrangements around the donation of bodies to anatomy schools. This will mean that a licence will be required for the public display of dead bodies.
The organisation which supports those who have experienced sexual abuse in childhood has said sexual abuse is endemic in Irish society. One in Four's latest annual report shows that increased access to the web has created a changing landscape where growing numbers of people are accessing images and videos of child sexual exploitation. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
One in four has been inundated with calls from men disclosing their experiences of abuse since the RTE documentary on One programme, Black Rock Boys, was aired earlier this month. It's a reminder, according to the charity, that child sexual abuse is endemic in Irish society. This is also reflected in the number of people who contacted One in Four last year. 673 men and women sought help from the organisation in 2021. 43% of the clients were abused in their own family. The report points out that increased access to the web has created a changing landscape where growing numbers of people are accessing images and videos of child sexual exploitation. 65 men who had caused sexual harm to children attended One in Four's prevention programme project designed to keep children safe. 48% of those clients had committed an online offence, 7% of whom were aged between 18 and 25.
The Palestinian Health Ministry has said three Palestinians have been killed in clashes with Israeli troops today in the occupied West Bank. It said two brothers were killed by Israeli fire near Ramallah, while a third man died near the flashpoint city of Hebron. NATO foreign ministers begin a two-day meeting in Romania today to discuss the war in Ukraine and other issues, including China. They're expected to discuss what kind of continued military support to give to Kyiv and how best to seek an end to the conflict. Ukraine's foreign minister will brief his counterparts this evening on the latest situation. The billionaire owner of Twitter, Elon Musk, has said Apple has stopped most of its advertising on the social media platform. In a series of tweets, he accused Apple of censorship and of threatening to remove Twitter from its app store. The row comes as many companies have halted advertising on Twitter, citing Mr. Musk's lack of clarity on moderating hate speech. Apple has so far not commented. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Future-proof your comfort with the biofuel-compatible Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Any overnight mist and fog will clear, otherwise it will be dry with hazy sunshine and just light variable breezes. Cool with highest temperatures, 6 to 10 degrees, rain will move into the far southwest later.